Monday, the 12th of February. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. So, I know we started looking a little while ago. We were looking at the Bible and we started right at the beginning, but I've had a recent request and I'm going to honor it. Some of you who are at school in the Gauteng area may know that you're coming up to doing the Bible quiz, which is something that the Catholic Schools Office offers. And I don't know if this is happening in other parts of the country, but this year, the Bible quiz is going to be on the Gospel of St. Mark. Who can guess why did the organizers choose the Gospel of St. Mark? Oh, that's right, because this year is year B in the cycle of readings, of our Sunday readings. And so when we're going to Mass, what we're mostly hearing, and we've been hearing it as we've been going to Mass these last few weeks, is we're hearing the Gospel of St. Mark. So let's learn a little bit more about the Gospel of Mark. First off, the thing that I think we have to really have in our minds is that although when we open our Bibles, everybody, if you were looking in your Bible and you turn to the New Testament, so the second part of the Bible, the New Testament or the Christian scriptures, what's the first book you would find? That's right, we would find the book of Matthew. And then we'd find the book of Mark. And so you might think that Matthew was written first. But Gospels scholars, the scripture scholars who study the Gospels, think that it was probably the oldest, that the oldest book of the Gospels is Mark. And who was Mark? Why do we think it's written by Mark? Well, in the Gospel itself, nothing actually identifies the author by name. But the early church thought that it was written by Mark, and Mark was a close associate of St. Peter. That's the same St. Peter who walked on the waves, and the same St. Peter that Jesus said is going to lead his church. That St. Peter who turns up in the Gospels. So we think that Mark was one of his close friends. In fact, in some parts of the early church writing, we sometimes hear Mark referred to as the interpreter of Peter. So he was obviously there. And we think that he wrote the Gospel about, the dates are about 64 to 67 AD, so after the death of Christ. And that's an important thing to notice because it's before the destruction of the temple and the sacking of Jerusalem by the Romans. So this Gospel is written before Rome really destroys Israel in a very fundamental way. Peter appears a lot in this Gospel, and he could be the primary source, some scholars say, for the sayings and the deeds of Jesus. So Peter's an important figure in this Gospel. But it's important to remember that when Mark was writing this, or whoever was writing this, they had access to the early Christian community, and there were lots of stories still about Jesus. And so we know that if people were writing something like a gospel, it would have to fit in with what people remembered, what people remembered Jesus saying. It's a very, very, how do I say this best? It's a very short gospel. It's the shortest of the gospels. But it also doesn't go into lots of extra detail. When we listen to the Gospel of Mark, it has the shortest versions of most of the stories that are being described. And I'll give you an example. Right at the beginning of the Gospel of Mark, not right at the beginning, but early on, we have the call of the disciples. And in Mark's Gospel, when we hear the call of the disciples, it's literally over in a couple of lines. So let's hear those lines, and then we'll compare them to another Gospel. In Mark chapter 1, around verse 16, we see, as Jesus was walking along the Lake of Galilee, he saw Simon and Simon's brother, casting a net in the lake, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Come, follow me, and I will make you into fishers of people." And at once they left their nets and followed him. Going on a little further, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They too were in their boat mending the nets. At once he called them, and leaving their father Zebedee in the boat with the men he employed, they went after him. So that's what we hear about the call of the disciples in Mark. if we were to jump into the Gospel of St. Luke, we hear the same story, but we hear a whole lot more. Luke has a lot more to tell us about what's going on than Mark does. So this is the story in the Gospel of Luke where we hear all about, it's in chapter 5, it's quite a bit later in the Gospel as well, because Luke's told us a lot of other things about Jesus. Luke is quite a long Gospel. And in the story, I'm not going to read the whole story because it's very long, in the story Jesus is preaching on the side of the shore, then he climbs into the boats, then he tells them to put the boats out to sea, then he asks them how many fish they caught, then he gets them to catch another big catch of fish, and that's where we get the story of the big catch of fish, and it's then that they recognize him as the Lord and want to follow him. So it's a slightly different story, and it's got lots more detail in it than we have in Mark's Gospel. And that's true a lot of the time. Mark is very succinct. There's a big word for you. It means short and to the point. Mark is succinct. And not only is Mark succinct, one of the things I love to notice in Mark is when you listen to the Gospel of St. Mark, you need to listen for the words immediately or at once. Because Mark writes in a hurry. And Jesus in Mark's Gospel is in a hurry. And he moves quickly. The pace is swift. When you're thinking about this is how we're going to start, I want you to remember two things about the Gospel of Mark. It comes second in the New Testament, so we've got Matthew, then the Gospel of Mark, then Luke, then John. So it comes second in order, but we think it's probably the oldest Gospel. And we also think that it is the source. I just want to say that for you. We think that Matthew and Luke used it as a source. So we think that it's kind of one of the early sources. If you're interested in history, you're remembering, we think that this gospel was written before the destruction of the temple and the sacking of Jerusalem by the Romans. So it's written when the temple was still in existence. And we think about it as being a gospel that's written in a hurry. So there's something about the pace of it. This is like, Mark is really, if you want a modern analogy, Mark is like a thriller. Something's happening every other paragraph. We're on to the next part of the story. It's a gripping read. We want to get to the next thing that Jesus does. So it's very exciting. It's just like, I don't know, it's like watching Percy Jackson, isn't it? Or some other superhero, because we are following the story quickly. And remember, at the time when the Gospels were written, Netflix didn't exist. In fact, TV didn't exist. Even radio didn't exist. There weren't even books like we have them. And if you wanted to read the Gospel of Mark, what was probably going to happen was someone would read it to you. They would read it to a crowd of people and they'd listen. So it was this thrilling story people were listening to. And at the same time, it was doing something special in their hearts. Let's close our eyes now. Lord, we ask for your blessing on us. That as we go through the year reading the Gospel of St. Mark in the liturgy, we might be inspired to follow Jesus and to recognize him as the Lord and Savior. Amen.